Now let's go back just a few years to 1938, the year of Kristallnacht, the year of the discovery of fission and its potential for nuclear energy and destruction, the year Orson Welles aired The War of the World, the first year for Superman and instant coffee, and Nina Makarova composed her second symphony. Each artist has his favorite theme in art. The main character in my works is Soviet youth, its military and labor exploits, said Nina Makarova about her creative art. A characteristic sign of many of Makarova's compositions is their immediate and profound association with Russian folk art, with the lyrical Russian songs and instrumental tunes, although hardly any folk quotations can be found in her works. It is a certain melting down of folk intonations that provides a hallmark of the composer's creative palette. Nina Makarova was born in the village of Yurino on the Volga River in the Nizhny Novgorod region in 1908. She showed an early love and talent for music and, after her childhood training, entered the Moscow Conservatory in 1928. By the time she graduated the conservatory, she had written her Symphony No. 1 and was admitted to the postgraduate course. At the conservatory, she first met Aram Khachaturian, her fellow student in composition, and who became her husband. Makarova's work include operas, violin pieces, piano etudes and a sonatina, pieces for harp and cello, vocal works, and music for stage and radio performances. Makarova's appearances on the concert stage as a pianist with performances of her own works was also very successful. She also appeared frequently as conductor. The Symphony in D minor we are about to hear received a wide acclaim outside the USSR. A large-scale and multifaceted composition, it consists of three movements conveying various thematic ideas. From the epic and dramatic sweep of the first movement, through the concentrated broodings of the second, and the stately festivity of the finale, it is a piece pervaded by Russian songfulness. In this performance, the USSR Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Olaf Koch.